Blog Talk Radio.
Most holy and gracious Father God, it's once again your humble servant come to you, Father God, thanking you for this new morning, Father God. Early, hallelujah, God, that we come to you, giving you praise and honor and glory. Thanking you for another opportunity to serve you, God. We're asking you, Father God, to come down and send your glory, Father God. Thank you for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for, Father God, for your blessings of today. We're asking you to come send your glory and power down to those that's on this line. We're asking for good health, traveling mercies, protection, Father God. Father, enter into this service. Send your spirit down, Father, and that you'll be glorified, that your people be edified, and you'll get all the glory out of our lives, Father. Thank you again for today, Father God. This is your servant's prayer. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry under the guidance of our shepherdess, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm your hostess for this morning, Joanne Thurman. A little nervous this morning. So let me just take a breath. Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. You can combat 7 days a week. We are on at 6 a.m. each morning and at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you can come back for prayer. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm so nervous this morning. Thursdays and Fridays at 12 o'clock for prayer. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 o'clock for prayer. Wednesdays at 8 for Bible study. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to our first-time visitors and to all our audience. Thank you for joining us as we bring forth what we would like to call our Breakfast of Champions with God is the win-win situation. So let us just relax and enjoy our service. A deep breath myself and try to relax and just get into the word. I'm usually not nervous, but this morning I don't know.
Here I stand looking around me while all around me, what do I see? Unhappy faces behind the painted smile, heartache and loneliness, dressed up in modern style, unhappy people living in sin and shame. Reflections of myself, life is no easy game. And we're caught in the trade winds, the trade winds of our time. Here I stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Young girls will soon become street walkers in the night, young boys, the restless breed, looking for a fight. Children, both rich and poor, they're searching for the truth. And if they don't find it, God help tomorrow.
Good morning again. This is Sister Joanne Thurman. My message today is called They Stayed Home. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. They stayed home. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. They stayed home. Our men are under attack. The meaning of warfare is the common activities and characteristics of types of war, hostilities to weaken or destroy another. There has been a battle going on for a long time now to destroy our men, especially black men, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. I was thinking about this spiritual heart And I look back, when I was a young girl in the 1950s, going to church with my father, all of us on the bus in the Jim Crow section, the boys and the girls dressed up real fine. Church was important for the whole family back then. It was one of the tools that brought us through segregation, the March on Washington with Martin Luther King. We met at church. We planned at church. Men were unified at church. We were strong in numbers, and things changed. We made a difference. I don't know when all this changed, but I look back and I realize that boys weren't made to go to church like they used to. Mama got us girls dressed every Sunday, and we went, but the boys stayed home. In Ephesians 6:4, it says to bring your children up to nourish, protect, help develop, give them counseling, and to correct or warning of the authority of God. Proverbs 22:6 reads, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I believe, and this is just my opinion, that is when this generational curse began. Now here in 2023, things are out of control, and we pray for a turning. We pray for our young men. We pray for a stir in the atmosphere, for a change in the hearts of the people. But first, Lord, let us, as the generations before them, as parents and grand and great-grandparents, let us pray for forgiveness. Oh, Lord, forgive us our transgressions, for our shortcomings, for our falling for the enemy's trick to curtail our young men from you, for our negligence and the way we rob them of sweet fellowship and gathering together in your name. Rob them of teaching them your word, of making them learn your will and your way. Rob them of all the good messages they missed, the teachings, the worship. Rob them of your spirit moving through the temple. They will never know all that was lost to them because they stayed home. Forgive us, Lord. Now is the time for the curse to be broken, to speak the name of Jesus throughout your home. It's not too late. All day and all night, time is at hand in our children's lives. As they go to and fro, they need that divine protection, that divine knowledge. Without it, to fill the void. Not knowing the scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, because they never heard it. It's our fault. Now, they are scattering around. So many lost and turned out. Men are the head. They're the leaders. We're now out of order. This is why our young men are searching, excuse me, and are so easily swayed, because they're restless, without a purpose, even violent. Hurt people hurt people. Satan's game, warfare. Now we ask forgiveness for our ignorance, how we stole divine leadership and training for your kingdom. for the injustice against our men and what they carry now. Two for one. You kill one, you locked up two. Two for the price of one. A trick. Young men looking for love in all the wrong places. Could have been taught love when they were young. Train up a child. Ever wonder why so many women are in church? Where are the men? Warfare. The enemy's plan to divide, to separate, to confuse for his corruption. Even I need repentance. These curses, these patterns are unacceptable. We have a charge to keep for our children and a God to glorify. Yes, we're out of order. Fathers don't want to claim their children. Absenteeism in the home. No leadership. Looking to each other for fulfillment. That's where the turning is necessary. Men was made to have dominion over all. They're under a generational curse, but all is not lost. We serve a God of a second chance. We can't live in an inconsistent life before our children anymore. First, let's make sure we have a relationship with God, and then help our children build a relationship. Knowing Jesus is the key. We need fellowship, bonding, guidance, and instructions. In Deuteronomy 6:6-7, it reads, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." We have to teach our children the way of the Lord now more than ever, because the enemy have turned up the heat in his warfare. He don't play fair. With that new fellowship, a change in our way of thinking, worshiping and praising, including our children and family. Bring the joy in with songs of praise and lots of encouragement. Going back to the old landmark, staying in the service of the Lord. Family, boys included, speak the words in their lives, even if they don't want to hear it. Let it be made known in your prayer life, in your speech. Give them biblical principles, ways to figure things out. We might be the only Jesus our babies see. We have to fight for our children's salvation. And once again, ask for forgiveness in our shortcomings and for wisdom and guidance for your glory, Lord. Start now today. The benefits are they'll know that they're loved and can trust in God, that they're triumph and winners, that they'll have hope. They'll learn how to endure, appreciate life and God's majesty on this beautiful earth, to make good contributions. And when life is full of temptations and pitfalls that can rob them their joy, destroying their lives, stealing their true purpose, they know for sure Jesus Christ is the way, that he is the answer to it all. They will learn peace. In concluding, my brothers didn't go to church after a certain age, and I myself didn't make my son go. I have my regrets, but I know I am forgiven. For now, following God's principles in my life, I see a growth in their spiritual lives, a thirst for knowledge, their soul salvation with their reading and questions and their prayer life and just their listening and interest. It's never too late.
God's not giving up on us. He can turn things around, even for those who stayed home. In Daniel 12:3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of a firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. Peace and grace. That is my presentation for today. I hope you enjoy that. I thought about that when I wrote that a few weeks ago, because I realized that our boys don't go to church, and the church is empty of the men, and we need our men. Do you need to talk to them and guide them and how things are turning today? And they need guidance, and they need prayer. And what's missing is us. We've fallen short in so many different ways. And that's why I ask God to forgive us. One thing about God, he answers prayer. Prayer is the key. Pastor's been praying at 5 o'clock about the significance of prayer. Pick your prayer life up for our children, for our families, for our country, for our nations, for our world. All is not lost. God will turn this around. If our my people, which are called by my name, would turn from their wicked ways. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. Turn. It's time for a turning. Our children's lives are at stake. He made us parents. He made us the generation. It's time to break the curse. And that is my presentation. There might be someone on the line that don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, who don't know the joy of having him in their heart, that don't know him personally. We're asking you to think about it for a second, that you're not under the safety of his protection. You need him now to walk with you, to talk with you, to guide you in these dangerous times. We want you to come in under the safety of his protection, of his love. God don't want one soul lost. So we're giving you an opportunity now to receive him as your Lord and your personal Savior. It's a good thing to have Jesus on your side, because the enemy, he only wants to steal and kill and destroy. But God is love. He's true love. And he wants to you to come in for salvation. And all you have to do is repeat these words after me. Lord, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins, and I invite you in, into my heart and into my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. And if you say those words, God just accepts you. You're a part of the family. You're saved. It's that easy. And we want to congratulate you. We congratulate you, because now heaven is your home. But it's not an easy journey. this is just the beginning. And now the enemy is angry. So we're suggesting that you get yourself a Bible, try to find a Bible teaching church. You can come back to us each and every day. Like I said earlier, I was nervous, but we're on 6 days a week at 6 o'clock. You can come and get your breakfast for champions right here. 6 o'clock prayer. Our phone number, 914-205-5423. And our extension number is 385-799-9725. And you can call in, and we'll teach you so you can grow and know for sure. Study. One thing that I do stress, study to know, to find yourself approved. It's important. So this is our study for today. Our announcements, you can find us on our website at lifewordjesus.org for our detailed ministry information. So dear Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to come to your people. I thank you, God, for giving me the words to say for a time such as this. Father God, I thank you for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and all that you're doing for the people. Thank you for our listening audience, God. Thank you for each and every family, Father God. We're asking for an extreme blessing, Father God. I speak blessings in their life. Father, thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bedford, for what you've put on her heart. Father, bless her and her family. Father, we're asking for divine protection as we go out on our day, Father God, for traveling mercies. Father, those that need healing, those that need finance, those that need your divine mercy, those that need your guidance. Father, those that are bereaved, Lord, we're leaving these at your feet, and we're thanking you, God, that you're already answering. Father, we're victorious. Father, we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you. We give you all our hallelujahs and all our glories. Thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. This is your servant's prayer. Father, we're giving this prayer and this service to you in love with you. We are thanking you for loving us first and loving us best. We crush the head of the enemy that will come up against this service and come up against us and our family. For Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled. And you, Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Coming up, we're giving you this service in your matchless name because none can compare to you. You have no rival and no equal. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace both now and forevermore. And God's people said amen, amen, and amen. This has been Johannes Thurman signing out. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Peace and grace be with you.
If you only believe, it is no secret.
I believe God.